Let's play a fun little game called Little Kid or Drunk Adult. Introduce you to Justine calling us from Taylorsville. Hi there, Justine.
Hey.
Hey. Justine's 5'4", has dirty blonde hair, and has been in a relationship for 15 years.
Look at that.
I'm assuming with
solid.
The same person, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Things are going well.
Yes, of course.
Of course. Okay. Of course. We're not going into it if it's not. Now, this is not the arena for that.
I was
going
to say.
That's group therapy.
I keep waiting for someone to say, you know what? It's
now
not.
Now that you mentioned it, we're not in a great spot.
We're not in a great spot right now. No one ever knows. All right, Justine. Kelly's going to explain how the game works.
Yep, you're going to hear three stories. You have to determine, is a star of the story a little kid or a drunk adult at the time?
All right, you ready?
Yes.
All right, here we go. First one.
I broke my best friend's nose by throwing a Pepsi can off his face.
Oh, well.
Oh. At what age range does being considered a kid stop? Because I feel like that's a teenage thing to do for sure.
I would say under 18 is probably considered kid.
I mean, yeah. Yeah, once you get to college.
But a drunk adult will do that too.
Yeah. That's what makes this game tricky.
I know, exactly.
What do you think?
I'm going to go with drunk adult.
Drunk adult.
Yeah, I think so too.
All right, both of you say drunk adult.
I was a drunk adult.
Yeah, you were.
There it is.
Look at that.
Look at that.
Look at that.
Off to a good start there, Justine.
But so is he. I tossed my best friend a nice cold Pepsi, but I threw it way too hard, slipped out of my hand or something. And my friend didn't see it coming, hit him square in the face, broke his nose.
Oh, wow.
Broke his nose. That was good.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Why didn't you catch it?
And that was probably one of those things where they realized a day later that his nose was broken.
He wakes up the next day.
His face is ballooned up.
Man, all right. It really hurts.
All right, good job. One for one. Here we go. Next one. Little kid, drunk adult.
I got strep throat from licking a bowling ball.
Wow.
I would totally say a kid.
All right, little kid.
Yes.
Little kid.
Kids do seem to be a little reckless with their mouths.
They're like, wow, three holes in this bowling ball. I wonder what it tastes like in there.
I was a little kid.
Yes, yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes, you were right.
Yeah.
You were right.
It looks like a big gumball.
We went on this field trip. We went bowling. I thought the bowling balls looked like giant gumballs. So I just kept looking at them all day, one after another. And 2 days later, I had the worst case of strep throat of my entire life.
The first lick didn't tell her that this doesn't taste like a gumball.
She kept doing it.
Oh, my gosh.
Probably her friends were all like,
maybe the pink one will taste better.
I know. None of them have flavors. I thought the different colors meant different flavors.
It is hysterical that I nailed it with the gumball reference.
Justine, you're doing great. You're doing great. Two for two. Let's see if we can round it out. Complete victory. Here we go. Last one, little kid, drunk adult.
I smashed an earthworm into my hair and started to cry about it.
Oh.
Yeah, well, I don't want an earthworm in my hair.
No.
I might cry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm going to say kid. I'm hoping a kid because I don't think an adult would do that. But you know what? Sometimes we do weird things, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes you can be a weepy drunk.
Yeah. All right.
I think it's a drunk adult.
All right. Kelly's saying drunk adult. Justine's saying little kid.
I was a little kid.
Okay. Hey! All right. It was the obvious
answer. Good job. Perfect score.
Wow.
In third grade, this boy, Chris, who I had a crush on, threw an earthworm into my hair during recess.
Oh, no.
Chris.
Oh, not Chris the crush.
Chris, not you, Chris. Not Chris.
Oh, my girlfriend started screaming, so I hysterically started to grab at my hair while accidentally smashing the worm.
Oh.
I was sobbing at this point, so I ran into the bathroom to try to wash the worm out of my hair.
Oh.
A teacher caught me sometime later, marched me back to class, and proclaimed in front of the entire class that I was skipping. I got 2 days after school detention for skipping, and
what?
Chris didn't get in trouble because I ain't no rat.
I ain't no rat! Wow!
Oh, wow, what a roller coaster.
What a roller coaster that was.
She gets victimized
yes.
with the worm in the hair
yes.
from Chris the Crush. She gets to just skate about scot-free.
Yeah.
She gets shamed. and has to be punished because she's protecting him. Now I have to know, did he ever come back around? Like, did she win the guy?
I don't know.
Wow.
Justine, perfect score. Look at congratulations.
That was amazing.
Well done, little kid, drunk adult.
The best part about this game is none of that happened to you.
No, none of it did.
That's right.
All right, Justine, congrats. Hang on. We're going to hook you up with a prize, okay?
Thanks.
Yay. All right, little kid, drunk adult. If you've got something that you think could qualify as a fun story for this game, we'd love to hear it.
Yeah, all you have to do is just open up your little voice memo app in your phone there. Just record it. Send it to us, Gmail, BenAndKellyShow@gmail.com.
There it is, little kid, drunk adult.